BlackRock asks OCC to scrap 20% cap on tokenized reserve assets. BlackRock has formally pushed back on a proposed Office of the Comptroller of the Currency rule that would cap tokenized reserve assets at 20% of a regulated entity's reserves, according to a report from CoinMarketCap on May 4, 2026. The asset manager argues the cap would limit growth of its multi-billion-dollar tokenized treasury fund and stall the broader institutional move on-chain. The intervention is one of the highest-profile pushbacks yet against U.S. prudential rulemaking on tokenized assets, and it lines BlackRock up against the agency that supervises national banks and federal savings associations. What the OCC has proposed: the OCC's draft rule would limit the share of a bank or qualifying issuer's reserve portfolio that can be held in tokenized form to 20%. The remaining 80% would need to sit in conventional non-tokenized instruments, such as off-chain treasury bills, repo, or insured cash deposits. The cap is meant to bound operational and settlement risk. Tokenized instruments still rely on smart contracts, custody providers, and chain-level finality, all of which the OCC has flagged as immature relative to traditional book entry plumbing. A hard ceiling caps the regulator's exposure if a tokenization platform fails. Why BlackRock is fighting it? BlackRock runs one of the largest tokenized treasury funds in the market, holding short-duration U.S. government debt and repurchase agreements that issue as on-chain shares to qualified buyers. The fund has been used by stablecoin issuers, prime brokers, and DeFi protocols looking for a regulated yield-bearing collateral asset. A 20% reserve cap matters to BlackRock for two reasons. First, it limits how much of a regulated counterparty's balance sheet can be deployed into the fund, which directly constrains addressable demand. Second, it sets a precedent. If the OCC anchors at 20%, the FDIC and state regulators are likely to mirror the figure, hardening it into the de facto industry ceiling. The asset manager's comment is also a signal to the rest of the tokenization market. Citi, JP Morgan, and Franklin Templeton each run tokenized cash or treasury products, and a 20% cap would shrink the institutional demand pool for all of them. What is actually at stake: tokenized reserves sit at the seam between two systems. They are the form factor that connects regulated money market exposure to on-chain rails, such as stablecoin issuance, prime brokerage collateral, and increasingly the float-backing yield, bearing card, and wallet products. If the OCC's 20% cap holds, stablecoin issuers that use tokenized treasuries as collateral may have to keep most of the float in conventional rails, slowing the flow of tokenized cash into stablecoin products. Banks experimenting with on-chain settlement layers face a hard ceiling on how much of their reserve mix can sit there, which slows pilots into production. Asset managers running tokenized funds see a smaller addressable market because regulated counterparties cannot scale their on-chain allocation past one-fifth of reserves. If BlackRock wins the comment fight and the OCC widens or removes the cap, the opposite is true. Tokenized reserves could move from a niche allocation to a default settlement layer. How this fits with U.S. crypto rulemaking in 2026: the OCC proposal is part of a wider 2026 cycle of U.S. rulemaking on digital assets. The Senate's Compromise Clarity Act bans yield on stablecoin reserves. The CFTC has drawn over 1,500 comments on prediction market rules. And the Department of Labor is drafting language to open 401ks to alternative investments. Across all four threads, the same tension shows up. Regulators want bright line caps and structural limits. Large incumbents want the rule space wide enough to deploy at institutional scale. BlackRock's comment is the latest shot in that fight. What to watch next? The OCC's comment window will close in the coming weeks, and the agency will then publish the final rule alongside its response to comments. BlackRock's submission, combined with similar pushback expected from other large tokenization sponsors, will be the main test of whether the 20% number survives the rulemaking process. If the cap is loosened, tokenized treasuries scale faster as reserve assets. If it holds at 20%, tokenization stays a side allocation rather than a primary settlement layer for U.S. regulated balance sheets.